One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My gut feeling with them going into the campaign has only been strengthened by having seen them play and now obviously seeing them up against us. And that is, in losing Gundogan and losing Mahrez, they've lost, when the chips are down, go-to football game
and
winners.
And
with De Bruyne being out. Now, they're so good. And Erling Haaland is a freak. So he's carrying, his goals are effectively carrying that side. And that's not like in the days where Liverpool used to have Michael Owen with carriers or Torres with carriers and whatever, where you had a handful
that,
of. There's more. They've got more
it's 50
good
goals
players.
In 48 games.
They've got a brilliant side. You know what I mean? So they've got some really good footballers in there, without a doubt. But we saw it when Rodri's out. There is a tipping point in every football team where if you take too many of the good lads out and you're forced to play too many of the backup lads, you stop being this impervious machine and you become very beatable. And I looked at that game, and Jeremy Docker was the one who everyone's put him into the fantasy team, myself included. You know what I mean? I'm trying to jinx it, of course. But they've replaced proven match winners with a bunch of lads who are very, very good at football and have done things at the highest level. Like Phil Foden's now won everything.
Alvarez
has won literally everything. Literally everything.
And Docker won the Club World Cup yet.
Yeah. But they've, you know, and obviously, and they've brought Docker in. But this is not Riyad Mahrez and Ilkay Gundogan and Kevin De Bruyne, who are guys who will just go and win a game of football. 94th minute, it's not going your way. Who gives a shit? Give me the ball. I'm going to go and do something that I've done a dozen times before in big games without breaking sweat, and I'm just going to go and make it happen. You know, Liverpool 2006, Steven Gerrard just goes, I'm just going to bang this one in for 40 yards because I can. You know, that's what they've got there. And there's nothing to say, because it's Pep Guardiola and it's Man City, that those lads won't go on to be the next .. But today they're not. They've got Matias Nunes there on the bench, you know, who's not coming into that football match because he's another one in that sort of ilk. They had their best team out on the pitch there, and they have got more to come back, of course. And maybe that, you know, you could look at that from both ways and go, well, it was a missed opportunity when they had so many players out, yada yada. But this is the thing for them. I think they're more than capable of winning this league, absolutely. But I don't see imperviousness from Man City that I've seen previously, because if you're telling me that it's one all in the last minute and they're kicking the ball to Doku for the 50th time and saying run at someone, that's just as likely to end with him being tackled and it go down the other end. Whereas someone like Mahrez and Gundogan, it feels inevitable that they're going to go and score.
When Haaland is that good, inevitably the plan will always be just give it to Erling Haaland and he'll score. What City have always had, even when they had Sergio Aguero and they've had great, they had the time when they didn't have a striker.
Yeah.
It was Jesus or whatever they were doing.
Foden in the Foden. Yeah,
they had goals all over the team. I was watching that City game, obviously, and I didn't think anyone could score except Haaland. I didn't think Doku was going to score. I think he could create a goal for somebody. Alvarez, maybe. I think he can. I never felt in that game, I felt the free kick might have been his best opportunity. I thought when that one was given away, I thought, oh, we might be in bother here, hitting at the wall.
So that's where Gundogan would have come in last season, yeah, though, isn't it?
Mahrez, Gundogan,
the one for me where I think, he's going to pop up with a goal.
Very rare.
So on the Doku thing, though, this is the thing, he's a danger, he's a threat. And we were joking earlier, like, Adama Traore 2.0, he's not, he's better than that. But the thing about what Traore had from how you utilise your players is different. So he plays in a front three nominally, but he doesn't, because what they do on the right, mad, Alvarez plays wherever he wants, Foden plays wherever he wants. When Liverpool have played wide attacking players, the wide forwards, so we engineer chances to get them into goal scoring opportunities. They don't do that with Doku. They start him wide on the left and ask have him take people on. It's so hard to score goals in that position. It happens. Phil Coutinho scored a good amount of goals doing that, but they're not bankers. They are like, you're scoring worldies if you're cutting in from that side and scoring from those situations, dribbling past two and scoring. You're not going to do that 30 times a season.
You'll do it to Bournemouth, and you'll do it to, you know, Luton. You won't do it to Liverpool. And for them, again, I said it, I know he scored, right? Every time, and he scored in the League Cup game. Our plan for Haaland's good. We do well against him. And that's how good he is, that he'll need. He has half a chance. It wasn't even a great chance that he gets, and he makes it a great chance with how good his first two touches are. Mm-hmm. Our game plan for Haaland, for the most part, is really good. We cut the supply off, and we boot the fuck out of him anytime he comes close to us. Or you just get someone you stick to him like glue, and don't give him anything whatsoever. And when you do that to him, I am looking around thinking, well, there's no Mahrez who's going to cut in from over there and score. I agree. I don't see Doku running around four of us and putting one in. Rodri on the edge of the box is always a threat, or a set piece or whatever. But I did feel that again. I felt in the game by you were right. Liverpool's game plan was to stop Haaland. We'll stop Haaland and we'll take our chances with everybody else. And at this moment in time, all there, everybody else have all played a lot of footy. Foden plays twice for England. Alvarez has been away, and they just didn't. They never looked like they were going to get that goal.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
They've got it, haven't they? Again, like Alvarez is a 20-plus goal season forward, and he is, and he's great.
I'm talking the big. You're talking Gundogan. Gundogan scored the big game, yes. the big games. Yeah. I still think there's a bit of that in them.
But this is the thing. It goes back to the thing of like there's things that you try and. It's inevitability that there's an order that comes with footballers having been there and done it over the time, and you know, and I think Liverpool have got as many of those footballers as Man City have. You know, Haaland is an absolute freak, but Salah's a freak as well. You know, we've got lads. Trent is in that category. Van Dijk's in that category. Alisson's in that category. We've got a bunch of been there, done it, won it all. Chips are down. Give the ball to these footballers as well, and we've got a bunch of X factors additionally. So, I still think. Because I think it hurts us to think other than this, by the way. I still think City are the de facto favourites for everything.
They're the measures.
They are, without a doubt. But I think they're far closer this year to what Arsenal are and what we are than they've been in previous years.
Been in previous years, absolutely spot on. I think what's interesting is, you know, Steve made a comment before about it being, you know, Pep didn't make a change. He's done that quite a lot this season, Pep. He's making wholesale changes in the other competitions because they've had the players there to do it. But when you look at the makeup of the two squads, and we said this before the game, when you look at the bench at Liverpool now, you do feel like Actually, this is a lot closer in pure squads in terms of than it might ever have been. Even when we were winning league titles, I think City's squad was always much better. Now I'm looking around going, yeah, we can spin plates here with our players. There's always someone who's going to come in and stuff like that. Whereas I know it's different because, you know, Kevin De Bruyne is out and their squad looks a whole lot different when Alvarez is coming off the bench than starting for in Kevin De Bruyne's position. But I do feel like over the course of a season, our squad, Jürgen being able to just play 60-minute lads and 30 minutes here and there might actually have a better output on our end towards the end of the season than City, whereas I think they've always just got better as the season's gone on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still think they've got a 10-15 game winning run within them.
Yes.
But I do wonder whether this 90-minute thing might just undo them a little touch towards the back end.
In the Club World Cup, again, you know, there's every chance they do what Liverpool did and they go and it's just an impetus that drives them on for the season. It is the thing they haven't won. But there is also that thing of how many times are they going to the well?
Where
how
are
dry
they
are they going to run these players?
Because they're losing a game on everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, it's a league game that they're missing out on and stuff like that, isn't it? So did he come back? Yeah, they might be champions of the world, but had he come back, they might be 5-6 points behind everyone.
I feel better for it. And it's mad to say, having seen Liverpool draw and not be great against City, but you're right, it's all about its perspective a lot of the time, of looking at it and going, yeah, it's going to be on us what are Liverpool capable of, because there's so many things that you can level at them we've got as well. It's just that other young players we've got who've now not experienced the winning, because again, Foden's won everything now. I said Alvarez has won everything. You know, Szoboszlai and Gravenberch haven't done that for us yet. But, and Gakpo, are these lads who are going to kick on? Time will tell, but it's,
I feel
we're both better than Arsenal, by the way.
I agree. Can I wrap one dead question? Do you think Diaz could have scored at the end? I don't think it's been talked about enough. When he just heads it straight up.
I
just, when that came in, I was thinking, oh my God.
If that's Darwin Nunes, he's overhead kicking that, by the way.
Yeah, I don't quite know what he was doing.
Over the bar.
I think he could have took it down. I was thinking, like, I thought that was going to be like the moment we had the one against Luton. I thought he was going to win it.
There's a world where Ederson rushes out to claim it and he flicks it over his head or whatever, but he just gets it wrong, doesn't he? Yeah, shame. Just lastly on Liverpool then. Liverpool very much in the hunt. That's Chelsea, Newcastle, Spurs, Brighton and City. We played away from home now. They're out the way before we've even got into December. That bodes very, very well. You know, when we've had good seasons, we've had the fixtures fall kind of kindly with the home stuff. So, yeah, look, to be in contention, to be within touching distance and still be able to sit here and go, I'm not totally convinced that you know, we're at our best yet. I don't think it's totally clicked. I think there's still some players who've got more to come. We've got a lot of players who are still bedding in. We still don't quite believe that our number six is exactly what it's going to look like in Liverpool's 2.0 final form. Some people might see these as individual criticisms and get a bit carried away with them. I go, wow, look where we are when I can still... There's so much room for Liverpool to get better.
Like Jürgen said, imagine if we played good.
Imagine if we played good. There you go, nailed it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com